今天早晨我们还是要继续讲约翰福音。
This morning, brothers and sisters, we will continue to read John.
请大家和我打开一起打开约翰福音第二章，我们来读。
Please open the book with me so that we can read chapter 2 together.
我们从第一节要读到十一节。
We'll read from chapters, verse 1 to verse 11.
约翰福音第二章第一节到十一节。
John chapter 2, verse 1 through 11.
请我们一起来读。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。在犹太人洁净的规矩有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣的佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
耶稣又说，现在
可以舀出来送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有
快
水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说，
And said to him, every man at the beginning of the set forth good wine, and when men all have drunk, then which is good is worse, but without kept the good wine until now. This is the beginning of Jesus' miracles in Cana of Galilee, and the manifest of his glory, and his disciples believed on him.
Verse 11,
it tells us that this is the beginning of Jesus' miracles.
所以我们今天早晨信息的题目就从这里出来，头一件神迹。
And this is where our topic is going to come from, the first miracle.
这里讲他显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
This says that, Jesus manifested his glory and his disciples believed on him.
这就告诉我们说，耶稣的神迹有他属灵的目的和意义。
Jesus also said that this is his purpose and his reasoning.
我们今天很多人信徒们对于神迹有两种极端的看法。
We as Christians view the two other Christians in two ways.
有些人对于神迹是一种非常热衷的态度，非常到处去寻找神迹。
One group treats the miracles as the greatest thing. They look at go and search for it.
他们把那些行神迹的人当作就从神那里来的大先知。
And they look for the prophets of God.
而有些人对神迹却抱着一种非常轻看的态度。
And some look down upon these people who look for miracles.
他们认为说，我们已经清楚真理，清楚圣经，知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
We're very clear about the Bible and that we know that Jesus Christ is God's Son.
不管他行不行神迹，我们都相信他是神的儿子，是我们的救主。
No matter what miracles he performs, we will always believe that Jesus Christ is.
好像我们已经知道他的真理，就对于神的能力这方面，他的荣耀这方面，好像没有太大的关系。
Because that we already know this, we don't treat miracles as in a great deal.
其实这两种态度都是一样的错误。
But both of these groups have their own mistakes.
有些人到处寻找神迹，他却不能越过神迹看见耶稣是谁。
The group that looks for miracles do not see beyond this miracle to see his glory.
他们也没有看见耶稣基督是神的儿子，他的荣耀显出来。
They do not see that Jesus Christ is God's Son and His glory is coming up upon Him.
那些轻忽不注意神迹、留心的人，不留心神迹的人，他们自以为是最好的基督徒。
And they think that the people who think that miracles are of no need, they think that they're the best Christians.
他们就轻看那些寻找神迹的人。
They look down upon the people who search for miracles.
也是没有看见神借着神迹所显出来那些属灵意义。
They did not see what the purpose of Jesus performing miracles.
所以今天早晨当我们在读约翰福音第二章的时候，我很希望和弟兄姊妹们一同从这里找出神的荣耀来。
I hope that today after reading brothers and sisters reading John chapter 2 verse 1 through 11 I hope that you'll see the glory that Jesus has prepared for us.
这里我们先要看见耶稣行神迹的一个背景。
We're going to look at the background.
那一天耶稣和他的母亲，其实是他的母亲被请去赴喜庆的宴席。
That day MaryJesus' mother was invited to a wedding feast.
我相信可能耶稣的母亲玛利亚在那里有一点点的工作。
I believe that Mary was brought there for a purpose to help serve.
而耶稣和他的门徒却完全是被请去赴宴的。
And Jesus and his disciples were there as guests.
但是到了那个定宴席的地方，忽然一件事情大事不妙。
And all of a sudden, a great occurrence occurred.
酒用尽了。
All the wine was gone.
你知道今天早晨我们擘饼的时候，不是酒用尽了，是杯子用尽了。
You know this morning that when we break the bread, there was no, the wine wasn't gone, but all the cups were.
你知道今天早上很紧张啊，杯子没有了，这糟糕，怎么擘饼法呢？
You know that if we have no cups, how can we complete the communion?
感谢主，我知道哪里去找杯子哈。
Praise God, I know where to look for the cups.
要不然恐怕要请主耶稣行一个新的神迹，不是把水变成酒，是把 plastic 变成杯子哈。
Or else if we don't have our cups, then we have to ask the Lord to change plastic into cups.
今天早晨，这里我们看见在宴席的时候，他们酒用尽了。
This morning we see that they have run out all their wine completely.
你知道犹太人对于婚礼是非常重视的。
The Jewish people treat the wedding ceremony, I mean the wedding feast, as a great importance.
中国人对于婚姻也很重视。
Chinese people also treat this marriage feast as a great.
我知道老法的时候，有些人预备要嫁女儿，从她出生的时候就预备酒。
I also know that when the first daughter was born, they prepare wine, they make wine that day.
啊，在绍兴那里做女儿红，对不对
？Whatever.
等到小孩子，等到 女孩子长到十六七岁的时候，可以预备要成亲了，出嫁了。
When the daughter is 16 or 17, they can take out the wine.
但是如果在婚姻的宴席上面酒用尽了，这是一件非常叫人受窘的事情，很不好意思的事情。
If the wine runs out at a wedding fest, at a wedding festival, it's very embarrassing.
这不仅说到不能够显出主人的厚爱。Hospitality.
They cannot show the hospitality.
而且也显出管事的人职责的疏忽。
And it'll be the fault of the servants.
所以耶稣的母亲在那里对耶稣说，他们酒用尽了。
And Mary said to Jesus, our wine is gone.
我觉得很稀奇，耶稣在那里不过是一个客人。
I think it's very surprising that Jesus is only there as a guest.
他在那里并没有负什么责任。
He doesn't have anything to do with it.
但是稀奇不稀奇，你看耶稣结果却来解决了这个问题。
Surprising or not, he still came by and performed this miracle.
我就想我们在人生的道路上面，很多时候把耶稣当作客人。
I think that many people treat Jesus as just a guest.
我们没有把他当作我们生活里面主要的一部分。
We never treat him as the important part of our life.
等他有了难处，甚至也不知道去找他。
And when the servants didn't know, they went to look for him.
好像是等到别人把这些需要带到主的面前为我们祷告，忽然看见耶稣基督满足了我们的需要。
Until we really need him, then we see Jesus and we see what he can do for us.
所以你看这些门徒们跟着耶稣去复习的，他们就非常稀奇，发现耶稣到了那边变成负责任的人。
And the disciples were there and they were surprised that they saw that Jesus was there at first as a guest, but then he became the center of attention.
耶稣基督的确在每一件事情上面要负我们的责任。
Jesus was there to take responsibility.
所以我想门徒们头一件看见神的荣耀是什么呢？就是看见他们所跟随的夫子是这样一位肯替他们负责任的主。
The disciples saw that Jesus was a great man and he solved the problem.
所以耶稣基督在这件神迹中间，门徒们的心对于他这个生命有新的认识。
And Jesus was toward the presence of the servants was
the disciples had a new understanding.
The disciples had a new understanding.
玛利亚来寻找耶稣。
Mary came to look for Jesus.
她提出一个请求说，酒用尽了。
She said to him, they have no more wine.
在这里我觉得主的回答非常叫人稀奇。
At this point, when Jesus' response was very surprising.
主说，母亲啊，我与你有什么相干呢？
Jesus said to her, woman, what do I have to do with you?
在英文里面更是准确说，女人呢，我和你有什么关系呢？
What's even worse is, woman, when he said woman, what do I have to do with you?
我的时候还没有到。
My time has not come.
但弟兄姊妹们稀奇得很，玛利亚好像认识耶稣基督的心。
It was very surprising that Mary recognized Jesus.
虽然他话里面没有立刻应允。
Even though his words did not seem very friendly.
但是玛利亚知道耶稣是谁。
But Mary knows what Jesus is, who Jesus is.
她里面也有一个清楚的信心。
And she has a very clear faith.
所以她就对佣人说，他无论对你们说什么，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And his mother said to the servants, whatever so he said unto you, do it.
虽然玛利亚也不知道耶稣怎么样要来解决酒用尽了这个问题。
Even though Mary did not know how Jesus was going to handle this problem.
但是他却相信他可以解决问题。
But she has faith in him.
果然耶稣基督就 对那些佣人们说。
So Jesus said unto the servants,
他说你们把水装满这几个缸。
You fill the six water pots full of water.
他们就装满了一直到缸口。
They filled all the way to the brim.
然后耶稣对他说现在可以舀出来了。
Now he said to them, you can draw out the water.
他们舀出来我想这酒的香气一定非常浓烈。
But the aroma of wine overtook them, and so they knew immediately it was wine.
他就把他们就把这个酒送到管宴席的那里去。
So they sent it to the governor.
弟兄姊妹，我看这里一件最稀奇的事情，就是怎么样一个简单的信心带进神的工作。
It is very amazing how one little small, simple faith can bring about this.
玛利亚没有什么说什么多说什么话。
Mary didn't say really say anything.
但是她对那些管事的人，对那些佣人讲的话，却是最好的一句话。
Mary didn't really say anything complicated. She just said one simple, straightforward phrase to the servants.
她对那些佣人说，无论他说什么，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
She said to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.
所以我们就知道，顺服是最好的属灵原则。
So we know that faith is the obedience is the key, is the simple key of faith.
信心最简单的原则就是顺服。
Faith is the most important part.
The simple part of faith.
In our Christian life, we also have to follow the simple command. In our Christian society, we should also follow this simple command. I believe that all of them have these water pots. They all put it in the front of the house.
It
is for the purpose of cleansing, so when the guests come in, they can cleanse themselves before they come in the house. Before they eat dinner or eat anything, they always had to be clean.
这个是照着立位记里面非常严格的规定。
This is
Leviticus.
Oh, okay. According to Leviticus, they had covers on the pots.
我们就知道这些东西，他们是一定要保持干净，甚至这些缸口一定要有盖子盖上。
From the book, we know that these covers keep the water very clean.
所以我不晓得这个家里面本来是有多少缸的。
So I don't know really how many water pots this house originally had.
是不是他们本来就有六口缸，还是因为有婚礼的关系，所以把许多邻居的缸也借来
？Did they originally have six, or did they ask for, borrow some from the neighbors?
但是这些缸的目的，它必须是它的缸一定是保持洁净的。
The purpose of these water pots were for being cleansed.
当耶稣把这些缸装满之后
when he filled the water pots full of water,
他就舀出水来变成了酒。
And when they drew it out, it was wine.
弟兄姊妹，我永远不能明白为什么主能做这样的事情。
I do not fully understand how Jesus could do this.
昨天我看见一本书讲到科学、理智与信仰。
There's a book or I read.
不晓得它是中文的，所以没有英文名字。大概是讲到科学 science 理智 reasoning and faith belief 啊信仰。
There's a book which deals with faith with faith courage
and reasoning and faith and science,
okay.
好像人们，尤其今天当我们受了一些科学教育以后，对于信心，对于神迹，有时候不能明白。
And when we deal with this science and reasoning and faith, we usually cannot understand how Jesus or God did.
而且我们养成一个习惯，当我们不明白的事情，我们就不接受。
And we have form a habit that whenever we don't understand anything, we just forget about it.
所以在这里一个。有一个正常的人看见这些事情，其实不是现在我们才拒绝神迹。
Even though, if someone looks right now, we do not actually see this.
当时我想在管宴席的人中间，在整个婚宴中间，很多人他若是知道这是随便的酒，他也一样不能接受。
I would believe that if the people at the wedding feast knew that the water was turned to wine, they would not understand.
我们在这里要看见耶稣基督所给我们看见他的荣耀是什么。
Well, we're going to see what Jesus' glory.
刚才我们说这个水是用来洁净的。
We had first said that this water is for cleansing.
在我们属灵的生命中间，我们常常经历这样的事情。
And going through Christian life, we always encounter these problems.
这些犹太人的规矩，他们从街市上回来的时候，脚上常常沾满了尘土。
The Jewish people usually when they come in, their feet are usually covered with mud.
所以我们也读到耶稣基督和他门徒在逾越节另外逾越节的晚餐的时候，主耶稣甚至要替他们洗脚。
And that's why one night when Jesus and his disciples at the Last Supper, we washed their feet.
你知道这说明什么事情？
Do you know what this means?
主耶稣说那些洁净的人脚一洗就洁净了。
Jesus said that once your feet are clean, you are cleansed.
我们是应当被主耶稣宝血已经洁净的人。
We are already filled with the Holy Spirit and we are cleansed.
但是我们常常沾染世俗而不洁净。
But usually we are unclean.
上个礼拜我们去看李宇明牧师。
Last week we saw Reverend Lee.
他两个孩子很可爱，一个五岁，一个八岁。
Their two daughters are very cute.
他们是在一个完全在基督教的环境，在家里面长大，而且父母亲对他们的教导非常的仔细，非常透彻。
They grew up in a Christian home and their parents were very strict.
因为他们经常旅行的缘故，所以不是很多的时候在公立的学校里面读书，多半在家里面受教育。
So they don't usually go to public school. They stay at home and study.
因此他们也保守了许许多多，他们也逃避了许多被沾染的机会。
So they were not like they were not polluted by the.
你知道我们的孩子是公立学校出来的哈。
So you know our kids are coming out from public schools.
我记得我刚刚到美国，刚刚到西岸来侍奉主的时候。
I remember when I first came to the Lord's light.
To West Coast.
To West Coast.
有一个同工，有一个侍奉主的弟兄，他有个儿子刚刚进小学，在小学里面。
I remember a brother who had a son who just came into a preschool.
Elementary school.
Elementary school.
你知道他回来上学第一天回来就遇见一个难处。
When he first came home from the first day of school, he said something.
他也不大会讲英文，所以同学们欺负他。
He did not already speak English, so his classmates teased him.
他们有个孩子就动手打他。
So some of the kids just started beating on him.
这个孩子回来就问题很大了。
So this child, he came back with a big problem.
这个孩子人家打他，他应不应当还手呢？
Should he fight back when he's punched at?
好汉不吃眼前亏啊，照我们每个人都一定会还手，对不对？
So being human nature, we just fight back.
但是你知道基督徒的教育教他说左脸怎么样怎么样左眼挨打怎么样右脸也转过来给他打对不对
If you get hit on the left cheek, turn your right cheek and get hit again.
这个孩子才七八岁教他这样做寻道士的精神我不晓得他做得到做不到。
This child is only seven to eight years old. I'm not sure if he will do this or not.
回来以后他问爸爸妈妈应该怎么办
So he asked his parents, what should I do?
我跟他们家里很熟所以他们也把这些事情告诉我。
I'm very close with his family, so I know what he did.
这个母亲就说：“你应该有正当的防御，正当的防卫 self defense.
Okay, the mother said to him, "You self defense."
你像母亲爱儿子，怕他儿子吃亏，所以你要有自己正当的防御。防御是可以的，不可以打人，但是可以防卫。
So the mother was concerned with her son's health, so she said, "You self defense."
但是这个父亲是侍奉主的人，他就不愿意讲这样的话。
But she's a Christian parent, so he's Christian. Father's Christian, so he was not willing to say this.
这个侍奉组的弟兄呢，就不知道怎么回答好，所以他们家里面对这个问题没有一个解决的看法。
So they don't know how to solve this problem.
你知道我们今天基督徒生活在世界上面，每一件事情都可能受世界的沾染。
Brothers and sisters, living in this society, we do not everything we do has an effect.
我们。孩子们在学校里上课，我不晓得多少时候捡来听回来一些不高雅的话。
I don't know my three daughters when they go to school how many bad words they learn at school.
这些年轻人我真不晓得。你看我们年轻时候在学校里也是很多坏话在学校里面学来，对不对
？Yeah, when we were young, we learn all the bad words from school.
不要说在学校里面，今天我们在外面工作做事情。
Even at work.
我常常遇见一些人，当我去买东西，他们不知道我是牧师，不知道我是传道人。
Usually when I go out to buy something, they don't know that I'm a pastor.
所以他们就好像很亲热，勾肩搭背跟我讲话。
So they are very open with their mouth.
而且嘴巴里也不太干净。
And their mouth is not clean.
你知道我们怎么感觉呢
You know what this kind of feeling this gives us?
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们做生意是不是也需要和那些做生意的人这样勾肩搭背，表示亲热？
I'm not sure, brothers and sisters, if you have a business and you have to be this open with your employees.
你有没有这样的情形？觉得说有时候话里面就很难讲那些，好像有些话很世俗的话，你不知道能不能讲呢
？You don't know if you should say these words.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一天在世界上面都和世界上的人接触，那些许许多多败坏的事情，他们谈论的事情都会沾染我们。
Brothers and sisters, living in this world and being Christians, we're always polluted by all the other people of the world.
所以我们常常需要耶稣基督来洁净我们。
So we need Jesus Christ to come and cleanse us.
我们每天回到家里面都需要圣灵来洁净我们。
Every time at home, we need the Holy Spirit to come and fill us.
刚才我讲到我女儿的故事还没讲完
啊。I haven't finished my daughter's story.
这个李牧师两个女儿跟我孩子讲讲话时，他就说 ，It's not very nice to say that. 他说你讲这个话不太妙哦。
Their daughters were speaking to my daughter, and they said to her, "It's not very nice to say that."
你知道我们孩子讲话讲惯了，有些时候放肆一点，在他们孩子听来非常不习惯。
And there, my daughter's already used to speaking in this manner, so when they spoke to the little children this way, they felt uncomfortable.
我真要求主保守我们孩子们的心灵。
I want to praise the Lord to bless my daughter so they would know what to do.
保守 keep、
oh, to keep them.
对于所有我们每一个神的儿女。我也要求主保守我们，虽然生活在地上，却不受世界上罪的沾染。
I hope that brothers and sisters, that your daughters or sons,
no, yourself, 弟兄姊妹们
okay, yourselves, that you will keep yourself with the Lord and not be polluted by the world.
我真是求主，在我们经历中间，常常知道我们蒙神的保守。
I also, brothers and sisters, I also praise the Lord for.
Pray that we experience his protection.
Okay. That we experience his protections.
我们每一天都需要圣灵来接近我们。
Every day, I hope that the Holy Spirit will come in us.
这是水的功用。
That's the purpose of water.
但是这个水忽然变成酒了。
But all of a sudden, this water turned to wine.
弟兄姊妹们，水和酒在圣经里面都是圣灵的表号。
Both water and wine are types of, in the Bible, types of Holy Spirit.
一个是外面用的，一个是里面用的。
One's for internal, one's for external.
水是在外面洁净，酒是叫人从里面得的喜乐。
Water is for external cleaning, and wine is for internal joy.
弟兄姊妹，酒是不是可以叫人喜乐啊
？Is wine for joy?
啊，赞成酒可以叫人喜乐，举手。
Those who think wine is for joy,
你们都不举手，因为我知道你们都不喝酒啊。弟兄姊妹非常严肃，但是你知道酒是叫人喜乐的。
But you know that wine is for joy.
主就是要用这样事情说明。他进到我们生命里面来的时候，是我们真正的喜乐。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, that is true joy.
我圣经里面告诉我们，以弗所书第五章十八节说，不要醉酒，但是要被圣灵充满。
In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, it says that we should not be filled, not be drunk by wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的喜乐是神所要我们得的，天天的、常常的、永远的喜乐。
The Holy Spirit's joy is what we're to receive, and it'll be.Great joy and it'll be everlasting.
我们常常讲到要被圣灵充满，有一个现象就是当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们里面充满了喜乐。
It is spoken very often that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the joy is very great.
我们有这样诗歌，常常喜乐，要常常喜乐，秘诀在哪里？一定要被圣灵充满。
There's a hymn song that says that we must be always have great joy and great joy.
圣灵什么时候可以充满我们？
When will the Holy Spirit fill us?
当我们来到他的面前的时候，我们求主充满我们，他就一定充满我们。
When we come in His face, then He will fill us.
其实一个基督徒的经历，在他从得救一直到进入圣灵的丰满，应当是一条很简单的路。
Actually, this road to the Holy Spirit is very easy.
The way of being filled by the Holy Spirit is very simple.
Okay.
从我们得救到被圣灵充满，应当是一条简单的路。
To the way to get filled by the Holy Spirit is a very simple road.
今天很多人的重心跟他们的眼光在读《使徒行传》的时候
When our young people read Revelations?
No, Book of Acts.
Book of Acts.
他们的争论的点就是说，那些初期的基督徒被圣灵充满是他们的经历。
In the Book of Acts, they say that the people be filled by the Holy Spirit.
好像《使徒行传》过了以后，我们被圣灵充满就没有那么容易了。
And after being filled with the Holy Spirit, the joy is
not so easy for us
to feel the joy.
这是一件非常奇怪的想法。
This is a very thought-minded question.
我们应该说，神在当初怎么样那样容易充满他们，今天也可以充满我们。
we say that how the other people can be filled with joy, and we want to see ourselves filled with joy too.
你看那些使徒行传的时候，那些门徒们，他们遭遇那么大的压迫，那么大的难处，他们还是一样喜乐。
We see that the disciples, also suffered many pains, and but still they were filled with the joy.
他们甚至被捉到官府里面，被鞭打，被侮辱，被禁止来传扬福音，他们还是一样的喜乐。
They were thrown in prison. They were tortured. They were mocked at, and still they were filled with glory.
圣经里面告诉我们，唯一的原因就是因为他们被圣灵充满。
The reason is because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
酒能叫我们喜乐，圣灵就是要说明这个喜乐。
If wine can give us this much joy, the Holy Spirit can give us more.
你知道，但是这里有一件事情很稀奇。
You know that there's also something that's very surprising.
在这里神圣经里面借着那个管宴席的人说明一件非常奇妙的事。
In the Bible, there's also someone who said something that's very surprising.
他说人都是把好酒先摆上好酒，等到客人喝足了才摆上次的。
As the governor said, you first bring out the good wine and wait till the guests are drunk and then you bring out the worst.
你知道，我想这是人很自然的做法。
And this is the way of the world.
因为当他摆上好酒的时候，这些客人还没有醉啊。
And by the time they put the good wine on, the people aren't drunk yet.
等他喝了半醉的好酒坏酒也分不出来了。
When they're finally drunk, they can't tell what's good and
bad. 反正是酒就好。
If it's wine, it's great.
但是你知道，我发现人在醉中间也是这样。
I also saw that. I also noticed that people who are alcoholics are the same.
But in the sin are also that.
In the sin are also the same.
我记得有位弟兄告诉我，他从前在越南的时候，那时候预备逃难出来，非常的苦。
I remember that a brother told me that coming out of Vietnam was very painful.
那时候他就借酒浇愁。
So he started alcohol.
等到后来物资缺乏的时候，买不到酒。
When he couldn't buy wine or alcohol.
什么酒都要，好酒坏酒不管了，连药用的酒精都在喝。
Whatever alcohol, anything that contains alcohol, we could even rubbing alcohol.
你知道好多的人他们在毒瘾上面也是这样子，到后来不管怎么样，是毒瘾是干净的是不干净的都要。
Drug use is also the same, no matter how good or how bad or how pure or how unpure, they still use it.
我自己从前抽烟。
I used to smoke.
刚刚抽烟的时候抽很淡很淡的烟。
At first I smoked a very, very weak.
Mild
amount of smoke.
我不晓得这个 Chris 大概翻译不错，从前在台湾的时候最早说抽双喜抽长寿。
I used to smoke some brand.
Good. 到后来发现那些烟不过瘾了，要抽劣质的烟，比较强一点的烟。抽什么呢？抽新乐园。
After a while, the smoke didn't give me as much pleasure, so I looked for something that was stronger.
到后来，新乐园也不过要抽老乐园。
And after my new band didn't do anything for me, I found another one.
我知道弟兄姊妹们，世界上的喜乐是叫我们越来越陷溺更深。
In the world, all this joy will become decrease more and more.
而且到后来之后，若不是很重的量的话，觉得没有什么味道。
If the effect is not very great, then it doesn't have a taste.
弟兄姊妹们，哪一件事情上其实不是这样？
What in the world is not like this?
有人说世界上的事情有两种，有两个现象。
There are two things in the world.
就是当你追求一件事情没有追求到的，心里非常苦。
And when you want something you don't get it, you feel very painful.
但是更大的苦就是你要追求东西，你追求到了。
The more painful thing is if you want something and you get it.
因为当你追求到的时候，你所以为的好东西也不过如此。
When you get what you want, you don't know, you're not sure if it's good.
我知道有弟兄姊妹们，非常节俭，他们就赚了钱，把它留在房地产上面。
Brothers and sisters, I know that some people who make money, they save it.
他们告诉我说，我赚的薪水啊，不管怎么样都来不及房地产的增值。
They told me my salary would not match with the inflation.
Okay.They told me that my salary cannot match inflation.
所以他们就最聪明了，买房地产，对不对？
So they bought real estate.
但是等到他们房地产背了一大堆之后，发现真是没有喜乐。
And after they bought their house, they did not feel the joy anymore.
他们在那里经营的时候，心里觉得非常的苦。
When they lived in the house, they felt very much pain.
弟兄姊妹，让我告诉你，圣经里面的原则告诉我们，世界上的事情没有一件能给我们真正的喜乐。
In the Bible, it says that nothing in the world will give us that one ultimate joy.
你的喜乐如果不是从圣灵来的，那个喜乐不能持久。
If your joy is not from the Holy Spirit, then you cannot feel it cannot last.
那个喜乐也会变质。
And this joy will become straight.
只有耶稣基督，只有圣经，只有圣灵所给我们的喜乐是永远的喜乐，真实的喜乐。
Only the joy that Jesus and the Holy Spirit can give us is the true joy.
而且这个喜乐，当我们越追求的时候，那个喜乐越增加。
And as time will pass by, this joy will become greater.
Bill Gates 有一首诗歌说：“我越侍奉他，我就越爱他。”
In a Bill Gates that wrote a song, he said that the more I worship him, the more I love him.
The more I serve him, the more I love him.
The more I serve him.
这是我们侍奉主人的经历。
This is the purpose of our lives.
我不晓得多少人他们把他们的心思放在别的事情上面。
I'm not sure how many other people give all the problems to one person.
追求一生的经历要努力得着他。
You have to encourage him.
也是不是没有喜乐。如果我告诉大家说酒不会给人喜乐，那我是说谎。
If I say that wine doesn't give you joy, then I'm speaking lie.
那么些人怎么会变成酒精中毒的呢？怎么会变成好酒上瘾的呢？
Then how can many people become alcoholics?
我只是说到属灵的事情，真正的喜乐跟世上的喜乐不同。
The true joy and the worldly joy is very different.
有些人他们全心投入工作，投入他的生意，投入他的事业。
Totally devoted to their business.
People who are totally devoted to business.
你想这些人是不喜欢做事，所以才去拼命赚钱，是不是？
You think that they don't like the works, all they do is make money?
我告诉你，这些人也是工作狂，也喜欢工作。
I tell you that these people are workaholics. They like work.
但是工作的结果叫他越陷越深，越陷越深。好多人就这样，到礼拜六的时候不知道怎么办好。
Many people work and work, and they don't know what to do on Saturdays.
你知道一个人变成工作狂，一个现象就是说到礼拜六的时候他手足无措。
There's a workaholic that on Saturdays he was not sure what to do.
太太叫他去割草，他想想还不如在办公室里好。
His wife told him to mow the lawn, but he was not sure.
太太说我们出去买菜好不好？他想想还是在工作，还是在办公室好。
His wife said, "Let's go grocery shopping," but he wanted to work instead.
世界上事情叫人越陷越深，而陷入的结果叫他没有喜乐。
All this in the book it says in the Bible it says that.
The
worldly things will never give you the right joy, even if you keep on doing that.
那个管宴席说：“你把好酒留到如今，真是稀奇。”
The governor said that you left the best wine for last. This is very surprising, amazing.
但弟兄姊妹们，这是耶稣所行的神迹，他对我们生命的神迹。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way of the Jesus.
他叫我们看见生命的现象，怎么样才是真正的喜乐？
He wants us to see past this, and he wants us to see that what true joy is.
感谢主，当这个主耶稣把水变成酒的时候，这个宴席里面重新满了欢乐。
Praise God, when Jesus turned water into wine, all the people in the festival were again happy.
可能很少的人知道当中曾经有一个危机，差不多要没有酒了。
And no one knew that the wine was deficient.
但是门徒们知道。
But the disciples knew.
门徒们看见耶稣怎么样把这个危机化解了。
The disciples saw how Jesus solved this problem.
若是真正酒用尽，到所有人知道都就已经太迟了。
If the people knew in the festival, if knew that the wine was gone, then the joy would be gone.
弟兄姊妹，但是在我们生命中间有多少的危机，我们几乎里面没有，再没有喜乐，酒用尽。
Brothers and sisters, many of us have used all our wine in our
因为我们生活的形态、生活的性质不是从神那里来得的满足。
Because our life and our existence is not from the Lord.
唯有当我们让主耶稣充满我们的时候，我们才能够得到这样的喜乐。
If we let the Lord into us, then we will feel this great joy.
在这段圣经里面，我注意到一件非常稀奇的事情。
In these verses, I noticed something.
好像耶稣在这里的工作都是非常隐藏的。
I noticed that all Jesus' works are he's very humble.
他只有对于那些管宴席，只有那些佣人讲了几句话。
He only spoke to the servants.
大概只有讲两句话。你们把水倒满缸口。
He only said two things. Just fill the water.
他说现在可以舀出来。
Now I can draw it out.
只有记载这两句话。
He only said these two words.
耶稣一直保持他那个不受人重视的地位。
He
keeps to be unnoticeable.
Okay, he kept unnoticeable.
我们刚才讲过，耶稣基督在这个婚宴里面不过是一个客人。
We said that Jesus Christ was only a guest in this wedding feast.
好像也是一个微不足道的客人。
He was just an ordinary guest.
Okay. 耶稣一直保持他降卑的身份。
He always hid himself and tried to be humble.
他没有说，哎，你们看，我把水变成酒，都来看，都来看。
He never said. He never said. Hey, look, look what I did. Look what I did.
因为在那个婚姻中间，当受注意的是新郎和新娘。
Because this wedding, in this wedding festival, the center of attention will be the bride and groom.
耶稣基督是这样的谦卑，他永远站在一个降卑服侍人的地位上面。
His humbleness showed us that he will always
serving.
He will always serve the people.
我想他的门徒们看见这件事情。
I think that the disciples saw this also.
这是门徒们刚开始跟随耶稣的时候。
This is when the disciples first came to believe in Jesus.
他们的属灵生命还很幼嫩。
Their spiritual life were just starting.
他们跟世界上的人天然生命是一样的强。
Their spiritualness is the same.
Yes, natural life.
Their natural life were just the same as their own.
我不知道彼得、约翰在这里他们个人的反应是什么。
I don't know who read this John, what their response is.
也许这些门徒们在周旋在宾客中间要引人注意，有些人这样，有些人是这样子的。
Maybe some of the disciples wanted to be the center of attention.
但是等到他们看见耶稣的表现的时候，他们才知道他是如何的谦卑。
Until the disciples saw how Jesus acted, then they knew that his humbleness had
been. 我想在门徒的眼中看见神的荣耀。
I think that the disciples saw past his miracles and saw his glory.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意像耶稣一样做个降卑服侍人的人呢？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be as humble as Jesus Christ?
在所有的服侍完了以后，没有人注意你。
After all the things that you've done, no one will notice you.
你知道今天好多人在教会里面受不了啊。
Many people in the church cannot stand this.
等到服侍完了，居然没有人知道是我做的，这还得了
？After they did a miracle, no one knew. How can this be?
上个礼拜我问张默西弟兄，我说默西弟兄，这个礼拜六清洁完打理完了，礼拜天也没人注意到啊。上个礼拜天。
Okay, last Sunday.
我问张弟兄说，我们礼拜六来打扫的，然后礼拜天我问他有没有弟兄姊妹注意到房这个教会打扫过了。
Brother, he cleansed the whole church and he asked him, did anyone notice?
我不晓得张弟兄给我什么回答，大概没有人注意，对不对
？I don't know what brother Zhang said, but he said most likely no one noticed.
或者我们整理不太干净，没有人注意，或者我们弟兄非常隐藏，不注意也没有关系。
Or else.I didn't clean it well enough and no one noticed or the people just didn't notice.
但弟兄姊妹感谢主，这是我们服侍的态度。
Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord, this is the way it is.
耶稣就是这样降卑来服侍，却不受人注意。
Jesus was humble and he did not want to be the center of attention.
你看见神的荣耀没有？
Do you see God's glory?
最后一件事情我要提出来的。
Last point I'm going to bring out.
刚才我们说耶稣好像很不耐烦，对不对？他说我的时候还没有到。为什么你们这个我与你有什么相干呢
at first when Jesus said that what does it have to do with me and mine hour has not come he was very frustrated
但是事实上不是这样
but really he wasn't
因为我相信耶稣基督看见这个婚礼的时候他联想到一些别的事情
when Jesus saw this wedding feast he saw something else
当我读到婚姻的宴席的时候我也联想起别的事情
When I read about this wedding feast, I also thought about something else.
我不仅想到在这个婚姻的宴席里面大概是怎么样情形。
I don't know what the consequences were during the wedding feast.
可能很多的宾客来来往往、熙熙攘攘、各样的祝福、各样的恭贺。
Maybe all the guests were going around being joyful.
我也想到很多我所参加过的婚宴。
I also thought about all the wedding festivals I've gone to.
想到自己的婚宴。
Like my own.
My own wedding, yeah. marriage feast.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里耶稣如果想到有一天在天上父神要为羔羊有一个婚宴的时候
He was thinking about the marriage feast of the lamb
这岂不也是很自然的吗
Is this not very natural?
弟兄姊妹们耶稣基督一定想到将来有一个婚宴在那里他是一切的中心
He's thinking of the time when the marriage feast of the lamb will come he will be the center of attention
弟兄姊妹这个婚宴我们也晓得因为我们也有份
Because this wedding festival, we are also a part of it.
我们有一天要成为羔羊的心腹。
We will also be a part of this.
羔羊的心腹是谁呀、
Who's the lamb?
就是那些蒙恩得以穿上光明洁白细麻衣的教会。
It's the churches who are faithful and
be clothed with white linen.
Be clothed with white linen.
圣经里面启示录里面告诉我们说，到那一天我们要看见心腹已经准备好了。
We will, in that day, see what the Lord has prepared for us.
教会就是圣城，就是新耶路撒冷，就是羔羊的心腹要从天而降，和主耶稣在一起。
All the churches will come to be with Jesus.
这是耶稣的荣耀。
This is what Jesus wanted.
弟兄姊妹们，当我想到那个有一天在羔羊婚宴里面的时候
Brothers and sisters, when I think about the marriage feast of the Lamb,
我心里面就兴奋起来。
My
你想耶稣基督是不是一定也是在这个羔羊的婚姻面前等待这个事情成就？
Do you believe that Jesus is also waiting for this time?
我相信他的心一定在等候那一天。
I believe that he is looking forward to that.
在地上迦拿的婚宴，他不是主角。
At Cana in Galilee, he wasn't the center of attention.
他和那些佣人们服侍人的在一起，他自己领头来服侍别人。
He and the servants were all there to serve the people.
但是在那一天羔羊的婚宴，在新耶路撒冷，全宇宙所有的人，各式各样受到，都要仰望定睛在他的身上。
And wait till the time of the marriage feast of the Lamb. He will be the center of attention. All the churches will be the center of attention, and everyone will be here.
每一个人眼目都要仰望他。
Everyone will glorify him.
那一天真正的荣耀要显在他的身上。
And the real glory will be on him. Will be upon him.
今天，当我想主耶稣等候那一天的时候，我心里就有喜乐。
When I think about how Jesus think about that day, I am very joyful.
弟兄姊妹，我希望你们心里也喜乐。
I hope that brother, you brothers and sisters also joyful.
因为我们这些人是为着耶稣基督准备，到我们装扮整齐的时候，可以与羔羊一同在婚宴里面喜乐。
That's why brothers and sisters we are preparing for this marriage feast festival.
今天我们在地上一切的工作，一切的学习，一切的劳苦，都是为了那一天。
We are working hard. We're persevering all the pains. We're waiting for that one day.
主要叫我们得以洁净，叫我们生命改变，叫我们得与他相配。
We are changing our lives for him and be like him by one day.
好叫我们有一天与神的儿子能够一同在婚宴里面。
I hope that it will happen that all the Christian brothers will all be together.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神给我们大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is the promise of God.
那我再说，这些门徒们跟随耶稣，他们看见了神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, I saw that the disciples saw his glory.
他们看见是一件神迹，什么神迹？水变酒的神迹。
They saw a miracle. They saw a miracle of turning water into wine.
弟兄姊妹们，当我刚开始读这段圣经，我就在想，门徒们可能看见什么荣耀呢？
Brothers and sisters, when I first read this, I was thinking about what the disciples thought of his glory.
当我越思想的时候，我就觉得神在这里给我们的教训太丰富，太丰富。
As I meditated on this,
there's plenty of spiritual teachings.
There's plenty of spiritual teachings.
弟兄姊妹，我希望今天早晨你和我一样看见神的荣耀。
I hope that brothers and sisters, you will also see this glory.
我们看见耶稣怎样进到我们的需要中间。
I hope that you will also see what Jesus has coming to us.
我们在我们的难处中间，耶稣来了。
In our midst, Jesus will come to us.
他是那样的解决我们的，乐意的为我们解决难处。
He was very, he is willing to solve all our problems.
好叫我们中间喜乐不至于断绝。
Not only that our joy is part of this.
这是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
我又看见玛利亚一个简单的信心，怎样带下神的工作来。
I saw that Mary's simple faith brought upon all this.
今天我们也需要一样有玛利亚的简单的信心。
We all need Mary's simple faith.
好让耶稣基督在这里做工。
So to make it like Jesus is working here.
我又看见圣灵的工作，怎样叫我们在天天的生活经历中间得以洁净。
I also know that the Holy Spirit has come to cleanse our sin.
我们常常在回到主的面前，求主宝血的洁净，求圣灵来洁净我们。
I hope that the Holy Spirit will also come and cleanse us.
然后我又看见这个酒真正是我们的喜乐和满足，圣灵在我们里面是带给我们真实的满足。
I hope that the wine will give us joy, but then the Holy Spirit will give us the greatest joy.
这是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
我是指的那些已经尝过神丰富恩典滋味的弟兄姊妹们来做见证。
That's why I'm testifying to those who have already tasted the joy of the good Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应当保持这个喜乐。
We must save this joy.
这个喜乐不像世界上任何其他的喜乐。
This joy is not like the joy the world can give us.
不是地上的名誉、金钱、地位，甚至家庭的幸福所能带给我们的喜乐。
Nothing can get this joy.
我见过最最造人看最最可怜的人，却是在主里面大有信心、大有满足、大有喜乐的。
I hope that everyone, even the sick, the poor, will feel this joy.
你看见他的生活虽然是那样的简单，但是他有说不尽神的丰富。
You see that their lives are very simple, but still, they will see the joy.
因为他追求主，越追求多的时候，对于地上事情实在没有什么需要。
As they worship him, they see that earthly possessions are of no use.
他们被主所充满，被圣灵充满，他们里面已经满足了。
they are filled with the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and they're already satisfied.
神要把这样一个生活给我们。
Jesus wants to give us this kind of life.
神的荣耀。
God's glory.
我们也看见耶稣基督生命怎样降卑来服侍人。
We also saw how Jesus was very humble towards the, about his miracle.
这是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
最后我们要看见神耶稣基督心中所盼望那个大的荣耀有一天也要临到地上。
And for, the last point is that Jesus was hoping to see that day of the marriage feast of the Lamb.
到那天羔羊婚宴的时候我们与主耶稣一同坐席。
On that day we will sit with Jesus.
充满了喜乐。
Filled with great joy.
到那一天所有众人的眼目都仰望他。
And everyone will glorify him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姊妹们这篇信息。
Brothers and sisters, this verse, scripture.
从对我自己实在充满了各样的教训。
This gives me a great spiritual teaching.
我希望弟兄姊妹一样和我心里面共鸣。
I hope that brothers and sisters that you will also see this.
我们也要见证说因着耶稣基督的荣行的神迹。
I hope that you will see.
我们也一样说因着耶稣所行的神迹。We say that.
We also say that.
Because of the miracle.
Before the miracles are performed.
我们看见了他的荣耀。
We will see his glory.
我们就信他。
So we will believe in him.
我们知道耶稣是谁。
We know who Jesus Christ is.
我们知道耶稣的工作。
We know Jesus Christ's works.
我们也知道他给我们荣耀的盼望。
We also know his hope.
在我们生命中间他必定能满足我们。
In the midst of our lives, he will satisfy us.
他也要带领我们走一生的道路。
He will also guide us in life.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们，无论你心中在哪一件事情上面有共鸣的话。
I hope that brothers and sisters, whatever problems you have, you'll turn to him.
你若是觉得心里的喜乐，从圣灵来的喜乐。
I hope that you will receive the joy that this Holy Spirit will give you.
或者你经历他常常洁净你。
I hope, or maybe he will come and fill you.
或者你知道耶稣基督这样降卑。
Or else you will see that Jesus was very humble.
或者你看见这个荣耀。
Or you will see his glory.
我希望你和我们一同祷告。
Brothers, I hope you will bow your head and pray.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们从灵的深处自动的在主的面前把我们当得的敬拜给他。
I hope the brothers and sisters that you will also worship him. In a...
我们一同祷告。
Let's bow our hands and pray.
Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus. 赞美主耶稣，赞美主耶稣。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
赞美主耶稣，今天早晨我们把心举起来。
Praise God that God has lifted our lives again today.
我们能够瞻仰你自己的荣耀。
We will see your glory.
我们能够敬拜你。
We will worship you.
感谢你在我们生命中间所成就的神迹。
Thank you for
the miracle you have performed.
The miracles you have performed for us.
你不仅能够叫水变成酒。
You not only turn water into wine.
你也能叫我们的生命充满了喜乐。
You also filled our lives with great joy.
并且在我们每当有需要的时候，你总是来满足、来帮助我们。
You are always there for us when we have problems to satisfy and help us.
我们把敬拜赞美归给你。
We will praise you.
我们有看见你的降卑和你的荣耀。
We have seen your humbleness.
又给我们极大的盼望和喜乐。
And give us all this hope and love.
今天早晨我们把心归给你。
This morning we will.Devote ourselves to you.
愿意叫我们求你叫我们是那样简单的顺服在你的面前。
We will follow your simple command.
好叫你天天在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
Like you live in our lives to do all these.
主啊，但愿你的荣耀叫人看见。
Lord, I hope that everyone sees your glory.
记得你在我们生命中间成就的行的神迹，叫人看见来信你。
I hope that we all bring all other non-believers to bring and believe in you.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.